Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It is 159.
159. 159. One to the five to the nine.
Very close to 160 when I predicted that Donald Trump will win the election when we do 160, which is not true because we're going to do another one Thursday. This is Tuesday. It is after the weekend, obviously, and before the Champions League games. We have no guest today, but we will have a guest on Thursday for the 160 celebratory podcast episode.
160 celebratory.
Have you been into Halloween?
No, never. I don't understand that. I don't get it. Don't we have Alla Helgona in Sweden? Is that Halloween? And the Easter thingy they do, it's kind of similar to Halloween. Instead of scaring people, they're still going door to door and getting candy.
It must be like a stranger's dream, though, to be... Imagine a weird guy on his own and then kids knocking on the door and he's giving them goodies.
It's funny that goodies becomes goodies when you say that, because it kind of ends up being the same thing.
So you don't get into it at all? Did you not even dress up, or...?
Why would I dress... I'm a grown man, kind of. I mean... Why would I dress up?
Have you ever been fancy dressed then?
Fancy dress? What do you mean? At a wedding?
No, no, that's to dress fancy. Fancy dress is like dressing up as...
You know, I've been to like three masquerades and only one time I did it really hardcore. And that time I was dressed out, no joke, as Adolf Hitler. And it was a great success.
People thought it was funny?
Yeah. The party was at the place that I used to have... A lot of people had weird parties and weird dress. And the party before, a group of people, 30 people that stayed that wasn't dressed. It was a friend of mine from Eritrea and all his friends from Eritrea. And I said, like, yeah, we're going to have a dress-up party. You have to understand this is all jokey, so you don't turn worried about that. So, yeah, it was kind of... I shaved my beard
balls.
As well.
Oh, yo, you didn't beard.
Well, the balls, I shaved it because he's I was only waiting had for one. Eva Braun!
He only had one ball, though, didn't he, Hitler? I don't really know.
Well, for that night, I only had one ball just because Eva Braun wanted the other one.
So. No,
it was fun. It was fun. The Facebook picture got... I actually got a guy that mailed me early on Facebook. It was new. And he said, are you a Nazi? He was a Jewish guy. I said, no, I've got Jewish friends and stuff. And then I realized...
Oh, that's your comeback, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've got Jewish friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the basement. No, but...
No, but like, are you racist? No, some of my best friends.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That's terrible.
I don't know what I was supposed to say. He was just talking... I don't know the guy. He started like writing to me. He's like, hi, are you Ned? Yeah. I was like, no. I was like, no, of course not. Why? It's like, oh, the picture. I was like, yeah, of course, the picture. And it didn't help that I had a joke under my favorite quote. I removed that. My favorite quote is Sieg Heil. So it didn't add up to any good stuff at all. So I removed that.
Wow.
It could have gone bad, but it didn't. So it's safe.
I once went to a disease party.
A disease party? Dress up a hospital? Or
Very good. I had to dress up as a disease.
So what were you?
Asthma.
So how were you dressed as asthma? Darth Vader? You went as Darth Vader? That would have been great. You come there, Darth Vader, they're like, you're supposed to be a disease. You're like, yeah, I'm asthma. They're like, how do you mean? You're like, that's brilliant.
That's not Darth Vader. That's more Chewbacca taking a shit.
Well, maybe it was Chewbacca taking a shit. There's a lot of diseases in that.
Talking of having a shit, let's get to the football. Jose Mourinho sent to the stands, 0-0 at home to Burnley. Had more shots than an American sniper in Baghdad. Not happening for him.
Nope. Well, they won in the League Cup, of course, against City. That gave them a bit of leeway, but still...
Leeway. Fucking leeway. Daniel Levy.
He gave him some Daniel Levy, some hardcore negotiation. No, it's not. We've said that it's not happening at the moment. It's still, he won't get sacked if he, you know, spectacularly doesn't collapse. But I don't think so.
Same record. Moyes had a better record, or same?
Yeah, but it was the same thing with Van Gaal. Yeah. Moyes had a better record than Van Gaal as well. I think they took Moyes with that results he had. Oh, that's unprofessional, mate.
Yeah,
that's unprofessional. That is highly unprofessional. No, but if you look at Moyes' record. With that record he had, that was unacceptable for a United manager with his kind of status as a manager. Then Van Gaal came with the same record. He lost it because he was a bit better status. Now, Mourinho comes with even better status, and I just think that result-wise, he should be sacked, because how the fuck can you have worse result than Moyes 3 years on after investing 150 million every summer? Saying that we can't complain anymore that the squad needs reinvesting, because they're reinvesting on players they're not playing.
It's a media dream as well, Mourinho, isn't he? Because he said he's lonely in a hotel now in Manchester.
Yeah, that's just... Why would he even say that? I mean, you lived in England for years. You must know people in every fucking city as well. And now you're all of a sudden you're alone. Why are you saying this? What's wrong with you? You shouldn't have time to do anything as a Manchester United manager. You should have time to go down to the...
Well, he's missing his family, isn't he? He's in a hotel, mate. So why he's probably got media all around him.
But all those things are ridiculous.
Yeah, but what you do in a hotel is different from normal people.
I usually masturbate. But that's, you know, that's what I do.
Dressed as Hitler.
Well, there's no need for masturbation when you're dressed as Hitler. It kind of takes care of itself, doesn't it?
Wow.
Just look in the mirror.
Wow.
That's what she said.
So, and Zlatan, the whole argument. One good thing from the Burnley game, I thought Heaton was amazing.
He's been good. He was really good a couple of weeks ago as well. And, you know, there is talk about him being...
England number one.
Well, I think it's a long way for England number one. I think he's going to stick with Hart for, you know, as long as nobody else...
doesn't. Hart had a shocker on the weekend. He threw one in again.
Well, that's Hart for you, isn't it? He will be good and then he'll be a little dodgy. Mm. But I think at the moment, I don't think his place in England is... As long as Southgate is there as well, I mean, I don't think they'll move hard for a long time. And he's been good while, you know, the start of the season, but...
It's really heating up on Mourinho with, like, Schweinsteiger. He's back.
He's back in training.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Who?
Mourinho is an idiot. I mean, what was the point of doing that? It's a World Cup winner, been captain for club and country... You know, a vice captain for club, a country then. But, and you know, even if he wasn't fit to play, he still can give something to that team. I mean, nobody has a bad thing to say. He seems to be an uber professional. He won't sulk in the dressing room. It's a big, big star sitting there. Mm. I mean, and he's just discarded him. Absolutely stupid. And now with the midfield, I mean, as we talked before, Fellaini playing there is stupid. Ridiculous.
What about Chelsea looking good? They're the top team form. If you look from last year, compare it to this year, they're way ahead. I think Stoke are up there as well. Leicester towards the bottom.
Yeah, you said that if you think about it, last season.
Yeah.
You told me before that Leicester were doing well and Chelsea, and now it's just switched.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what that'll happen? Do you think Chelsea will keep on being top four?
I think Chelsea are looking really good.
At the moment, Chelsea and Liverpool are looking the strongest. And Liverpool, who needs a striker, you said, scored two goals against Tottenham. Sturridge scored in the midweek, and then they banged in four goals in the weekend. So
without a striker.
Well, they're all strike. I'm a Firmino man. They play offensive.
Okay. When it all dries up, mate, it's good when they're free scoring. They're looking good, Liverpool, eh?
Looking very good. I think at the moment, Liverpool and Chelsea are the super informed teams. Tottenham keep on drawing, which is annoying.
How was that game against Leicester?
They had until that shot on target, Leicester had absolutely nothing. Then a counter-attack, we're leading 1-0 early in the second half. And the only mistake Wanyama did was head back a pass, and it kind of opened up for a strike, for attack for them, and it countered 1-1. It was just stupid. It just felt so stupid. At the end of the game, Leicester came into it, but it was just, no. It felt like two really silly drop points, too, again. So I think it's going to be difficult for us to be in the top three, I think. I think we should go for trying to finish top four, keeping Liverpool, keeping United behind us. But I think it's difficult having both Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea and City on form. It's difficult.
Arsenal 1-4-1, David Moyes. It must be the end soon.
Yeah, I'm amazed it's not. It hasn't been the end yet. But it must surely be the end, because he doesn't seem to have a control of this squad. Maybe he can in some squad, but this squad, it doesn't seem to be clicking at all.
Yeah, he looks lost as well.
He looks lost. The thing he says after the games, he used to do that at Everton as well. He wasn't.
Do you think he's just been found out?
A little bit.
Do you think he's just one of those old school managers?
I think he's an old school manager. And when he was that long in Everton, it worked because everything was just, you know, ticking on. And it kind of worked well with the scouting system, the players that came on, not having much money, and under those, not having that pressure to succeed either. Because if he finished seventh with Everton when he was there, it was a great result for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he finished sixth, fifth was amazing. I think considering they spent way less than the top six, same bracket as, you know, the bottom five, and they still made it. So I think those situations are good for him, but after that, nah, I think it's found out as well. I think it's just difficult. You can't just... I think it's difficult in Premier League now when teams are spending these huge amounts of money. So every team in Premier League, from Bournemouth to any, has what people will call in other leagues for a world-class player. I mean, for them, yeah. I mean, a great player.
Interestingly, Alan Shearer coming out with, there is only just one world-class player in the Premier League.
Okay, who did you pick then?
Aguero. Pure world class.
Yeah, yeah. But I agree with that.
Do you?
I
think De Gea is world class.
De Gea as well. But then it's always difficult.
De Bruyne.
De Bruyne, yeah. Absolutely. But is he finished article?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
It's an interesting argument, though.
Talent-wise, he's definitely amongst... I mean, and then you have to discuss what's world class. For me, if you're top 10 in your position, that's kind of world class, right?
Top 10?
Top five?
Three, man.
Three? Okay, if it's top three, then it's only Aguero at the moment. Because I think he's top three striker. If you look at a striker, he is. De Gea, you can argue, yes. You can argue, but still not sure.
Because
Neuer is better. And some will say Buffon, of course. Yeah. At least, you know,
it
depends.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Last year or so.
And then De Bruyne. I mean, I rate him as in his age bracket, definitely the talent.
You're going to say I fancy him.
I do that as well. I like that. He always looks like he's woken up and he's like 1 year old. You know, he's always his reddish, pinkish hue. All right.
Good.
So I think from that point of view, I think it's great. But is he at the moment? Is he now in the bracket of Neymar, Suarez, Messi? Probably not, no.
Yeah.
Aguero is kind of in that bracket.
Yeah,
just that he's injured sometimes and stuff like that.
But you could put Aguero in most sides in the world.
Yeah, I think any team in the world would probably want him.
Yeah. But there's no other player in the Premier League that would be a definite.
No, because De Bruyne won't walk into Barcelona.
No.
It will be different for him. They have to change the formation a little bit. In Real Madrid, he won't just walk in there either. But Aguero will walk into, or maybe not Barcelona, think about it. But he can, if Suarez is injured, Aguero would come into Barcelona. I don't think nobody will really, it wouldn't matter that much. He would,
different type of player.
Yeah, but he would score. If Aguero played in Barcelona, he would score goals. He would score some fucking goals. He would score 30 goals a season easily.
Yeah.
He scores 20, almost 25 at City, so he will score 30 easily Barcelona, I think.
Lukaku's on a good run with Everton. That's 7 or 8 games in a row now. They're looking good. Koeman's doing a nice little job for them. Good win for Stoke. We've discussed Sunderland. Swansea losing again. They're now second bottom. West Ham losing again. A good win for Middlesbrough. Watford playing a lot better than they did. And Man City, yeah, went away and with a couple of Aguero goals. So that's enough of the Premier League. We've got another one coming out on Thursday where we'll preview this weekend. If you want to know the big championship score, very close match at Craven Cottage. Huddersfield going there in third place. And it was Fulham 5, Huddersfield Town 0.
How is it going? What's going on?
I don't know. I think we're not as good as we...
hoped.
No, we're not as good as where we are, you know?
Yeah.
We've got off to a really great flying start, 15 games, but we're still third. And if you told me that at the beginning of the season, after 15 games, you'll lose 5-0 at Fulham, but you'll be third, I would have bitten your testicles off, you know? So
why would you do that?
That's because you've only got one.
This rumour is odd. Why is this rumour spreading? I got one testicle.
I think when we fall apart, we really fall apart. We've lost 3-1 at Preston. We lost 5-0 at Fulham.
Wang Rout.
No,
he's got to be sacked. Got to get sacked.
If I had Wagner here, I would pull him to my bosom and milk him. He's not milk him, but
What are you doing? You're biting people's testicles off. You milking their bosom.
Should we have a quick look around Europe? Actually, the Italian league, good win for Juve with Higuain scoring the winner against Napoli. Had to be, really, didn't it?
Yeah, of course it had to be him coming back to Napoli doing that. But they got 90 million for him, so they'll take that goal. Yeah.
Roma drew 0-0. Kind of bad result for them. And Inter Milan today got rid of De Boer.
Yeah, he got sacked today after a poor run of results. And not only poor run of results, he's been alienating himself from both fans and players. He's had a very hard approach from the get-go. Yeah. And it just hasn't worked. And the results has been bad. And now, you know, they should be in the top and they're absolutely not looking the other way.
I think it's a weird, because they beat Torino on the weekend. And Icardi, it was from a couple of mistakes. One mistake from Hart. But you sort of think, let's get to the international break and then sack him.
Yeah, but I think it was just enough early on.
I think at the end of this weekend, there's going to be managers everywhere.
Yeah, I think when the international comes, of course, it's a good time to sack someone, to have time for it. But yep. I think Moyes is going, and it'll be some teams here and there across Europe will sack their managers. But Nagelmann will not be sacked.
No, doing fantastic. Won again, beat Hertha Berlin. I'm proud of him. Love the guy.
It's one of those amazing stories, to be honest. I mean, we followed him a little bit in the pod. For you who haven't listened, that I mean, he injured himself and ended his career when he was 21.
Yeah.
So he went into coaching straight away for the youth squad and showed good promise there, and then just been doing that until he's turned 28.
And then Bayern wanted him
as a kind of assistant coach.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I'll stay here for a while as well. And then he got
Then the manager of Offenheim got ill. So it was expected that Nagelmann would take over at the beginning of this season.
Yeah.
But he took over last season in a big, big relegation spot. And he's climbed them up.
And it was the first time they were supposed to get relegated in a long history. And it was like, oh, no. And he saved them. And now they're up in the top. It's just an amazing story. And he's not even 30 years old yet. He's 29 years old. And seemed to be... And then when you read the interview with him, it was pretty good. He was like, listen, football formation... It was funny because we talked about formation so much. In every episode we look at the games, they always discuss formation. He was like, formation is not, it's not important. You only keep the formation for instances of the game. Rest is just it's just positions. And he was very much on with that. You need to be extremely social competent to be a manager. So I think he's just naturally, he seems to be a very, very logical guy that seems to be commanding as well. Just happened to be a good coach because he stopped playing, but that's all he's done. He's played football, got injured, and since then he's just been... So he might be 29, but he's been doing coaching for 9 years. So
what is a question for you? What nationality do you think has the best coaches?
Wow, that's a good question.
Because
good question. You talk about football.
You'd probably have to say Italian.
Traditionally, before,
yeah,
I would say in the 90s, you would say maybe Italian 2000. But now it's changing a little bit. You have a couple of German managers who've shown me. Klopp has, of course, come in here.
Yeah.
But then you have these old managers in Bayern, Hornig, Herzog. All yeah. these are good managers, you know. Even Ben Schroeder, it was at Real Madrid as well.
Willy Sniffer, the old finger sniffer.
Yeah, he's still
young.
He's
just got a new contract as well.
New contract as well for the next 2022, I think. Yeah. He's going to be the coach
new
of Germany.
Pair of underpants.
Yeah, nervous. But I think it's good of Germany. You know, they're going to have the same coach for like 15, 16 years, what they're looking for, and that, you know, and success during that time as well.
And through the highs and the
lows.
Yeah,
funny low.
But isn't it interesting how like you think?
So what do you think? What country best coaches?
Britain, Fergie, Moyes, Allardyce. No, I think Ferguson was such an amazing manager, but there's been no British manager's got anywhere near that.
No,
not in recent times. We're talking. If we talk recently,
John Toshak was all right. But he wasn't world class. But he did some okay stuff. He was in Wales. Did all right. He was in Barcelona.
Yeah, but no, like, you know, I mean, you had your Bill Shankly and Bob Paisley.
Was only English football. Only there a long time ago. I think it's difficult. I think if you look from 80s and forward, when it's become more globalized, when there's players from every country and every team and managers go abroad and stuff like that. So I definitely think that Italy are doing well. Spain, not really. It's Latin America. Argentina, you have some good managers from Argentina who came through. I mean, and for me, good managers have changed football a little bit. So from that, you would say Cruyff, the Dutch manager, changed football in Barcelona a little bit. I would say Bielsa changed this, kickstarted this new generation a little bit. And he was then, his teacher, I don't even remember, he got taught from somebody else as well, the pressing football.
Yeah.
So I think if you look at that, and then new time now, you'll see Pep, who's Spanish, have taken the Cruyff school. Pochettino has taken the Cruyff Bielsa school. Yeah. He's Argentinian. Klopp has taken the Bielsa school. He's German. So you see these countries, Germany, Argentina, Italy, usually they have these most high-profile managers. Yeah. But these are also countries that are football crazy and usually very good in the national team.
Yes, exactly.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Exactly.
So I think that goes hand in hand. If you have a very strong national team,
national identity of your managers.
But they have national identities. They have big national. The Dutch managers are good as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
So yeah. I think these teams is so different. When you look at Holland, Spain, Italy, Germany, they've had more personality and you know. For me, at least, you can see more tradition in the way of building a team than England.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
England had chopped and changed a lot. And then the league has changed a lot in England. From being, you know, one of these leagues that you just have just tempo and you kick long balls to the most expensive league in the world.
Yeah.
And they haven't adapted to that at all. Tradition in England hasn't adapted to what actually Premier League...
I think the national team of England get confused by what they should do. I think they... come from a Premier League, you know, if you come from like a Liverpool pressing and then you go to the English League, they don't know what you know.
I agree, it's difficult. I agree with you because I think national, when they try to play like they do in the league, like Tottenham or Liverpool plays, they can't do it with the national team. We've said that many times, the tempo is so different. It's so difficult to play.
But then
this.
They try and play.
But Chile made it. Chile played that way.
Yeah, but then they try and... England, for me, try and play out the back. And they're not good enough footballers to do that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's...
Maybe they think that they all play in big teams. They should be able to play that. But in those teams, they are not the technical figures. You know, in their teams, I don't think the English players that play... Like Henderson, for instance, he's not the technical focus of Liverpool. That's Coutinho and the other ones. Yeah. Sturridge is not even that. That's you would say that Firmino is the most skillful of the two strikers. And if you look at Dele Alli, I mean, he's not the most technical skillful at Tottenham. He's good at that position, but Lamela is more skillful. Eriksen is more skillful.
Yeah.
Harry Kane is not even. So you know, all these players they have in the national team for England, none of them are the technical maestros, the world-class players.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have that. They're just playing good teams. But they have their role in those teams. So when they collectively go to an international team, they don't have those players. They don't have the pillar type. They can argue as much as you want that Wilshere or Henderson is a pillar. They're not.
No.
They can argue that Dele Alli is a Coutinho type, a Messi type. He's not. Harry Kane is not Aguero. And Stones is not... You know, one of these Chiellini and old age. He's not. He's a young version who might be a good player. And Shaw is nowhere near being a full, you know, full-fledged super left-back. Even we talk about Walker and Klein being great. They're great in Premier League. They're not Cafu or, you know, one of those world-class players. So others think they get confused by big teams, playing for big teams.
Bra, Adil. Bra! Finally, you've said something for me... I saw you on that mountain, man. You were Moses for me. That was a sermon. That was someone... That was like, you know those American preachers?
Yeah.
I was there ready to, like, do anything for you. Like, I believe, man.
The national team ain't a good. You need to pick some big players there. You can't just play in a good team.
And what I loved about...
You need technical ability.
What I loved about the rant was I could have gone for a shit and come back and you'd still be talking. That was the beautiful part of it for me.
I didn't even... Were you here? Because I was just looking in the mirror doing that.
Spain. Let's have a look at Spain. Ronaldo got a hat-trick. Marcelo said he was angry at his recent form. And he just went out. Got three, and then some kind of Valencia drawing with Deportiva.
Deportiva La Coruña.
And then what we had, Atletico beating Malaga 4-2, and Barcelona.
Just edging Granada 1-0. Real Madrid thumped Alaves, of course, but if you look at the...
And the big news in that league was Bale signing another contract.
6 years.
Yeah.
So he's going to be like close to 33 when that contract finishes, which is interesting.
Which maybe opens him up to return to Tottenham Hotspur at the age of 35.
But I think Bale is very interesting. He's very professional. I wouldn't be too surprised if he actually, compared to Rooney, actually can reinvigorate himself for a new position, because he's not only big, strong and fast, he is very technical as well.
Yeah.
He's more technical than Rooney is, you know. So I think he could be able to play a more stationary number 10 role.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to make those enormous run drop deep. I can see Bale actually doing that.
As a playmaker.
I mean, you know, being a number 10 faces back to goal.
Yeah.
Holding up the ball. And then he can do that. He's strong. He's big enough for doing that.
Yeah.
So it could be interesting. I see him be able to do that better than Ronaldo.
And maybe that league suits his style of play.
I think he's adapted. And at a young age, I think Premier League was perfect for Bale.
And he's had his critics. Like, he hasn't set La Liga on fire. But stats-wise, it's amazing what he's done.
It's not amazing. It's not Ronaldo, Messi stat-wise.
No. But it's still like something like he's played 150 games and scored like 70 goals. Yeah, he's like one in two.
Yeah, that's a good... And I think he's won over the critics.
Whereas Messi has like two in one.
Yeah. But he's won over the critics now. In the beginning, I think there was like, is he that good? But then he's been consistent. I think that's the good thing for Bale, is that he's been consistent. It's never been games you think like, you know what, he's been playing for four games, we need Isco in there, or we need Kamis in there. It hasn't been that way. So as long
he's also a big game player as well.
Yeah, he
Atletico,
is.
Atletico, you know, both finals, he kind
Champions
of...
Champions League, yeah, of course, in the Cup and Champions League. Of course, he's a big game player, and I don't think people realise that he does a lot for the team without maybe... Because he will have one and a half man on him, not one. And with him and Ronaldo, he opens up space for everybody else. So 6-year contract, good for him. And I actually think he can play those 6 years. I think he's good enough for that.
He's only 27 then.
Wow. Yeah, he's agreed with 33. And as I said, I think at 33 he doesn't need to be explosive. He doesn't need to be. I think he will know how
33, to... 33, does he need to be playing? Will it be all over then, won't it? Surely.
Why? Slotted 35. Well, he should, yeah. No, I think 33 is fine. I mean, Ronaldo...
Say the thing that no Swede seems to want to say.
How long will Ronaldo play, first of all, Real Madrid, and will he play until he's 38 in another team that is not the big team?
No, I think he...
He will stop when he's on top.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think... What's Messi? 30...
No, he's 23. No, he's 28.
28. I'd say Messi's probably got another 3 years in him.
And of course he got more, a couple of three. Ronaldo 31. So I mean, things are happening there.
But I think Ronaldo would. I think he'll go for another. He'll definitely go for another World Cup. I think that's what he'll want.
That's 2 years' time. We can do that. Yeah. But will Ronaldo? He's 34 years old. He's not first choice at Real Madrid anymore.
He'll always be first choice.
Okay, so that season comes, he won't be first choice.
That's when he's like 40.
So even if he's 37 and he's shit, he will be first choice?
Yeah.
Ah, nah, come on. It's Real Madrid. You can't do that. Real
There's
Madrid.
No way. He's bigger than the game.
Yeah, but then he'll leave. He doesn't want to be
Well, who's he going to go to? Wolverhampton?
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think he'll go?
He's finishing at Real Madrid.
He's finishing Real Madrid. Yeah. There's no way he's going to, like, New York or something.
Good point. But that's, to me, New York, it's like...
He's retiring. He's retiring from professional football.
It's like doing Hollywood films in La Liga.
Well, we
and
are...
And then going to America and you're in, like...
Going to America...
You're in like a sitcom.
Well, that was what that song kind of represents. No, but the MLS is getting better. They're in the
playoffs. Gerrard's on his way. He's coming back.
Yeah, but Gerrard, I think Gerrard never took that seriously at all. He was never good at MLS. He never really wanted to go.
They're still in it.
The attitude was this and that. No, but I just think he didn't. Lampard had a great season.
Yeah,
Lampard was great last season. He scored a lot of goals. He broke some record for that club as well. Lampard had a great season. Robert Keane has been great since he's been there. The big gem of that football league is actually Sean Wright-Phillips' brother,
Bradley
Wright-Phillips, who's been absolute amazing. He moved over there. He's been great. Good things from that family, unfortunately. Arsenal connected, but really, Ian Wright, I love him. He's a good character. Did we mention that he actually said in an interview that he smoked pot before?
Yeah.
He smoked pot at evening, played a game for Palace, and then they said he's going to have a drug test, and he was sure it was him, and they were like, pointed, ow, take the other guy. And he was like, I didn't even think that it was a drug. I was like, what the fuck are you on about? Having a reefer before the game? Were you crazy playing the Premier League? Insane. It's just crazy. It's just fucking crazy.
And at half time, he was just munching out.
Well, you have to give him that. If somebody get caught with marijuana as a footballer, I don't think he should get suspended for, you know, enhancement. He could get suspended. He did something illegal, but you don't play better football by smoking weed or drinking alcohol.
I don't think you do any sport better, do you? On drugs?
Well, yeah, on drugs.
No, steroids. You probably do.
Yeah, and on like amphetamine and cocaine probably helps you,
but not smoking up.
No, not alcohol and smoking up. No way. Why would alcohol help you? Maybe boxing help you. Could take beating better, but I don't know.
Oh, you'd be paranoid as fuck with their fists and stuff.
Yeah, but maybe when you're alcohol, that's the only time people can fight. So maybe,
oh, alcohol might. Yeah.
Alcohol might help you in fighting, but not in football.
You'd be ridiculous. You'd be like swinging arms and crying in the corner.
Yeah, I think maybe the people that are drunk can take beating better, of course. You know, they can take a punch. What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. A normal person, what the fuck are you doing that for? But a drunk, what the fuck is on? You know, it's just stupid. So it's just two exactly opposite reactions. When you're sober, you go like, hey. When you're drunk, you go like, let's do this! Turning into fucking Eric Cantona.
Let's have a look at the Champions League then, eh?
You can have a look at the Champions
League. We've got games tonight. Barca. Is that tonight? The Barca game's tonight, isn't it?
Barca game is tonight.
Okay. And then Tottenham are playing home to Bayer Leverkusen.
Well, that is tomorrow, so it doesn't really
connect
it up. Yeah, we're going to need to bring that up. So, who do you think favours the Champions League in the total? Who do you think's going to win it?
Oh, I think you can't rule out. I think Barcelona are still
usual suspect. Barcelona, Real Madrid.
Absolutely.
I'll give you. You have to name one surprise team. Who's going to be?
Do you know what? I would have said Tottenham, but I've been surprised by how they haven't really worked it out.
Well, actually,
Arsenal might be there.
This kind of form Spurs are in is actually good cup form, to be honest. Like, we're really hard to beat.
It'd be interesting to see. I mean, Brendan Rodgers might get Celtic.
Ah, come on.
I love the way he said the other day, we want to win it in style. We want to do it. Celtic want to win the Scottish League. Want to do it in style. Want to do it differently. And it's because they've won it 5 times in a fucking year, in a row.
In a year. They won it 5 times in a year.
But they might as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Atletico will still be in it. I still rate them.
That's not a surprise team. They've been in a fucking
even
final.
Even PSG? PSG?
It's not a surprise either. It's too big. They always...
All right, then. Ludo Rasgud. It's ridiculous.
If you would have said maybe Tottenham or Leicester, I would have gotten it. Like, if you said Benfica or Basel, but, you know...
So Arsenal play tonight, Celtic away, and then obviously the tie, Man City versus Barcelona, and Besiktas play Napoli at 7:45 early game.
Besiktas.
You alright? You having a stroke? And then Benfica, Dynamo. This is kind of, we're getting towards the end of the groups now, aren't we? You know.
Yeah. So Arsenal is already through after beating Ludo Razgara with 65-0.
Yeah.
And so I think we have to wait. I think it's most interesting when it's like 1-2 rounds left. It's still, this is round number 4 now.
Yeah.
And the games are turning. If Pep loses again, pressure?
But they'll lose. They're going to lose to Barca, aren't they?
Yeah, but pressure? It's the worst spell he's had in these past 7 games as a manager.
Yeah, but Borussia play home to Celtic. It was quite funny. Have you seen the whole thing with Mönchengladbach? Gladbach with the... They just put on one of their things. They just wrote a German team. They put it on some kind of like... it was like a German team because they couldn't spell it. And now... they're calling themselves a German team. That's quite a good joke. No, I think Barcelona on 9 points, Man City on 4. You know, you'd sort of hope that... I mean, City will have to go to Borussia Mönchengladbach probably to get a point at the end.
I'm just talking generally. We talked about pressure for managers. So.
Nah.
Is there... Could he... How long does it take for him to get in the pressure at City?
No, I think...
If they finish third this season...
Yeah,
and no cup win. Is that a failure?
In his standards, yes. But it's a long-term project.
So, if...
We're talking about failures here. He's still top of the league.
Yeah, on goal difference.
He's still top of the league.
Yeah, I'm not saying... I'm just wondering how fast media turns on. Because at the first five rounds, he was the best manager in history of football. And now, they're still top of the league.
It was you that was saying that they've won the league.
I still think they're going to win the league, but... You know, if they don't get it back together, there are a couple of teams looking fucking strong this year. I mean, Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea are looking deadly.
Yeah, Chelsea and Liverpool, because of no Champions League.
Yeah, that's a big
because
thing.
Of no Europe is massive.
Yeah, it's massive. I agree with you that every year when the team that doesn't have Europe does have a really good run in the league. So
that'd be quite an interesting stat. We will look that up and see what statistically if that's correct. Or
that
not.
Is correct.
Yeah, but I've got nothing to...
I'll
check it.
That's correct.
So, Monaco versus CSKA, and then Borussia Dortmund might do all right. Copenhagen, Leicester, the two teams that are doing really good in that group. And then Juve versus Lyon is another cracking game as well.
Yeah. We'll talk down there because tomorrow will be interesting, of course, for us.
At Wembley!
Wembley!
Wembley! Kind of had a bad result last time at Wembley with the Monaco.
Of course, that was the reason why we're in this problem. But then we've had some good results. Winning away at CSK and drawing at Leverkusen away is good results. If we win tomorrow, then that's a very, very good indeed. Then we should actually go through. So tomorrow is a big game for everybody.
Yeah,
we're supposed to be back on Thursday... reviewing these exact games.
Yeah, we're coming back on Thursday to review, but you've got the big game this weekend as well. North London Derby.
Yep, Lord North London Derby's coming up.
You'll be out without Sissoko.
Yeah, but he shouldn't. Well, he's not first yeah. choice anyways at the moment. So, but we just need to turn draws into wins now. But at the North London Derby, we will be satisfied with a draw, I think, at the moment. We just need to not lose and not lose ground from the big teams.
Lose ground!
And we played good against the big teams last season. So hopefully, if that continues, it's a huge step forward for us.
Mm.
Especially in those games that we usually get fucking hammered. It would be nice to get some results.
Interesting that Monaco topped the table of Group E with Tottenham 1 point behind. So it's five, Monaco, Tottenham, Bayer, and then CSKA. It's 5-4-3-2.
Yeah, it's very tight group.
But you think if Tottenham won, they go to 7 points, then they're 4 points clear of Leverkusen.
Yeah, the thing is, we've got Leverkusen at home. If we win that game, then we have CSK at home and Monaco away. So that's a very, very good situation for us, of course. So if we win tomorrow, I think that's pretty safe for us.
I think if you win tomorrow, then you just have to beat Moscow and you're
then we are done. Yeah, if we win both, then we're 100%.
And Leicester, if they win, they beat Copenhagen, they'll be on 12 points, they'll be 8 points, they're through, aren't they? So that's quite great. Barcelona on 9, Man City on 4. Don't rule out Celtic on 1 point, Rodgers.
I mean, don't rule out Mönchengladbach. They're 1 point behind City. City is expected to lose to Barcelona, but Mönchengladbach has one more game against Barcelona and City. So it could be a 6 point against Borussia. And if they lose City and Borussia wins, they're in trouble. I mean, it's 2 points to catch up. Not that easy.
That's an interesting group as well. Group B, Napoli. 6 points, they're point clear of Benfica and Besiktas.
Besiktas.
And then Arsenal, there's 6 points clear from the third
group. Oh, that's a dead group.
Yeah.
I mean, Arsenal and Paris Saint-Germain are leading 6 points ahead of Ludogorets and Basel. Basel, big, not surprised, but disappointing that I haven't picked up more than 1 point in the three games they started, which was poor for their standard.
And obviously Atletico will be wanting to top that group, Bayern München.
It's funny, my brother actually, I was just wondering, seeing these European teams, my brother said that, oh, there's some guy in Switzerland doing great, he used to play for Tottenham. I said, what do you mean? He said, oh, he scored like 8 goals in 13 games. I said, a striker? He said, because the first player I thought about was Reto Ziegler, a young player, that was like 8 goals in 13 games. He's not a striker, he was a left back, left winger. Yeah. He said, no, he played for Juventus. I said, Juventus? I was like, he went to Sampdoria, Reto Ziegler. Maybe he went. And then I looked at it, it was Reto Ziegler. He scored 8 goals in 13 games in Division 1 in top division in Switzerland.
Oh, yeah.
But 5 of those goals has come from this penalty spot.
Okay.
4 of the goals. So he scored 4 goals, which is decent. Now he's a centre-half.
Okay.
it was funny that the first player that came to my head was Reto Ziegler, because age-wise he's back in Switzerland, he should be around 30 now, and when he said Juventus, like, not Sampdoria, maybe my brother was wrong, and then actually apparently Juventus bought Reto Ziegler from Sampdoria. I totally forgot this, but he never played a single game, he was just bought there, so that's why nobody knows. But Reto Ziegler is an old centre half, scored 8 goals.
How did he play for you guys?
The funny thing with Ziegler, he came as an 18-year-old, very young, 17-year-old. He made his debut and he was really good. He looked like, wow, we got a new hot talent. So he had a good first season, but we were struggling that season. And then the next season, he played late in the beginning, we loaned him out. And then he ended up selling him to Sampdoria. And then he had a decent career in Italy, for sure. I mean, he had a decent career there. He wasn't a big player, but he played for Sampdoria a couple of years, I think. And then apparently Juventus bought him, but he never played.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. Okay. We'll be back on Thursday. We'll have a guest and we'll talk more football. Enjoy the Champions League and we'll preview the Premier League on Thursday as well. So, take care and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.